Listening, Unit 4, page 50. C.
You will hear five people talking about their roles in film and cinema. Complete both tasks as you listen. Task 1. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H, the person who is speaking. Task 2. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H, what each person is expressing. Speaker 1.
I suppose it was by chance, really, that I ended up in this field. Actually, I had always imagined myself to be an adventurer or an explorer, and if it hadn't been for years of experience of doing extreme sports, I don't think I'd ever have got into this line of work. I can't believe how successful I've been so far. The idea came while canyoning in the States. The conditions were perfect, the team were on form, and I had this urge to get their jaw-dropping stunts on film. Since then, I've invested in state-of-the-art camera equipment and never go on a trip without my laptop so that I can get all the action on film.
Speaker 2.
When I was younger, my parents were always going on about how I was born for the stage. In school plays, I was always chosen to play a leading role. I was super confident, a capable singer and dancer above all, and I relished being in the limelight. Although I've been to drama school and done a few adverts and stuff, the big parts always seem to go to someone more experienced. Still, how are you supposed to get experience if nobody will give you a break? Every day, I dream that an agent or film director will come in for a bite to eat and recognise that a potential star is serving them.
Speaker 3.
My friends are under the assumption that my job is dead exciting because I get to rub shoulders with the stars. But to be honest, I have very little contact with them, as they use the back door entrance while I'm always out front. It's really only at after-show parties that I get to see anyone famous, and then normally I'm too shy to approach them. It's more the general public I enjoy working with. Don't get me wrong, it can get a bit monotonous sitting in such a confined space all evening, and it's definitely one of the less glitzy theatre jobs, but I wouldn't swap it for the world.
Speaker 4.
I'm a real people person, so there's nothing I love more than making contacts and pulling strings for others. In a sense, being so outgoing has helped me build up an impressive network of clients and industry contacts. What gives me a real sense of satisfaction is going to a premiere and seeing one of the actors I represent on the big screen. "That's my girl," I say to myself. Admittedly, I can get really smug when I've helped someone to land a big part, especially when it's obviously the start of a brilliant acting career.
Speaker 5.
When the director shouts, "It's a wrap," a film is far from complete. For me, although I'm usually on set throughout to get a feel for what the director's aiming at, that's when the hard work begins. It takes weeks and sometimes months to go through all the filmed material frame by frame and to glue the whole thing together to produce a coherent end product. I guess the hardest part is when I don't see eye to eye with a director, or if the director tries to do my job for me. Sometimes they can have real issues letting me do my bit. It's as if they're afraid I'll destroy their vision of the whole project.